hour, we wrap up the week with Slow News Day. Find out what didn't make the news in the past 24 hours. Should it have? That wraps up the show. Also, we'll get a roundtable together to find out what they think of the judgment saying the threshold to invoke the Emergency Act was met. That, and does Richard Krauss love these movies? All coming up here on News Talk Tonight.
This is the iHeartRadio Talk Network, and News Talk Tonight continues with Jim Richards.
All of that is true, and thank you very much. If you did not know, this is the segment of the show where we decide to find out what's coming up in the theaters and or something that is streaming. It could be a movie. Richard always brings three quality new products for us to take a look at, and let's get at it right now. Here is Richard Krauss with the first movie.
In the new Marvel movie Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania, now playing in theaters, Ant-Man and the Wasp find themselves exploring the quantum realm, interacting with strange new creatures, and embarking on an adventure that pushes them beyond the limits of anything they thought possible.
People still need help, Dad.
That's why we made this.
Like a satellite for deep space, but quantum.
Wait a minute. You're sending a signal down to the quantum realm. Turn it off. Now!
I should have stayed on the farm. I should have listened to my own mind.
It's a secret universe beneath ours.
So, what's it gonna be?
I gotta say, all of the Ant-Man products, I thought they've done a pretty good job with them. This broadcaster gives it 3.5. Tony?
I'm going to love this movie just because it is an action movie, Ant-Man, but I'm not sure Richard's going to like it as much as I will. I'm going to go 3 on this one.
What about you, Anthony?
I think this is going to be a great movie, like always. I'm going to say Richard gave it a 3.5.
Okay. What did you give it, Richard?
There's a lightness of touch to Quantumania. Paul Rudd's charisma sees to that, and he provides some genuinely funny moments in the film. Jonathan Majors brings the secret sauce as a great cartoon villain named Kang, but the talky script and the messy action scenes suck away much of the fun. Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania, now playing in theaters, is a letdown. A movie that feels more like an introduction to the next batch of Marvel Cinematic Universe movies than a standalone movie, and that's why I gave it 2.5 out of 5 stars.
Ooh, disappointing from Richard on Ant-Man and the Wasp. Let me interrupt this broadcast to ask you guys when the last time you were in a theater was. Do you remember when the last time you were in a theater, Anthony?
Yeah, about just prior to COVID.
Okay.
And it was it wasn't even one of the big theaters. I went to the Carlton Cinemas for a little viewing of, you know, and if there was almost nobody in there except for me and my then friend.
Okay. What about you, Anthony?
3 months ago, I think.
What was it?
I don't even remember.
Last time I was for Everything All at Once or whatever the name of that. Everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was
that
very
wasn't
good.
That long ago.
No, not that long ago, but I used to go at least once a week.
Right.
But COVID and streaming changed that. Mostly streaming, because the quality of streaming stuff is so good. What's the second movie, Richard?
In Marlowe, now playing in theaters, a streetwise, down-on-his-luck detective named Philip Marlowe, played by Liam Neeson, is hired to find the ex-lover of a glamorous heiress, the daughter of a well-known movie star. The disappearance unearths a web of lies, and soon Marlowe is involved in a dangerous, deadly investigation where everyone involved has something to hide.
Los Angeles, the city of angels. More like the city of dirty little secrets. People pay me to look into the activities of its finest citizens. I'm a private detective. The name is Philip Marlowe.
I hear that you are looking for someone.
We're all looking for someone.
But I'll pay you $1,000
if you find him for me. I'm going down the rabbit hole. I'm not afraid to take you with me.
I do like this thing about not being afraid. Well, you should be. I don't know. Sounds pretty cool. I'm going to say Richard likes it. I'm going to say, but in it being good, I think it's probably a hokey good, and probably I'll say 3.5. Tony?
I'm going to go with 2.5. It's another Liam Neeson movie, and I'm going to threaten you over a payphone, and then things are bad. Things are going to happen to
that
you.
That is the worst Liam Neeson ever. Can you do Liam Neeson, Anthony?
I don't believe I can, okay. But I'm just going to say this is Liam Neeson again. His daughter gets taken again. It's going to be like, I say 1.5. Like, this is, it's the same movie over and over.
He's got no time for it. Okay, let's follow what's going on with my voice.
Marlowe isn't so much a story as it is a long series of questions strung together to tell the tale. The hard-boiled detective is constantly in Q&A mode, asking question after question of his suspects. Several interesting characters thrown into the mix can't disguise the fact that this is a movie comprised of a series of questions with unsatisfying answers in search of a meaningful story.
Damn.
And that's why I gave Marlowe, now playing in theaters, 2.5 out of 5 stars.
All right, let's hope there is one killer in here. So far, he hasn't been happy with the movies. 3 movies from Richard Krause. On does Richard Krause love these movies? Let me say, you should also follow Richard on Twitter and on Instagram. He does great little videos. Sometimes it's of what's new and opening, and also on all sorts of other content that he provides. So follow Richard on Instagram. What's the last movie, Richard?
The new documentary Cat Daddies, now on VOD, follows 8 unique men whose lives have been changed by their love of cats. Some of these men will navigate unprecedented challenges presented by the pandemic, when people desperately needed hope and companionship with the help of these feline friends.
People see a cat dad and they're like, oh, you must be weird and creepy, and I feel like we're getting to a point where it's going to be okay to be like, yeah, I have cats.
One of my good friends in college asked this group of male friends, what do you guys think if I got a couple cats? Definitely the reaction was like, no, man, you can't do that.
Men have always loved cats. Some of those old stereotypes are fading away.
Cat daddy, where are you? Oh, I can just see Tony next week. He's taking a week off to cat sit. I know what you're thinking. Is he going to Montreal or Ottawa or Windsor? No. He lives in Toronto, and he's going to take care of a cat in a different house, still in Toronto, and he's taking a week off for that, probably watching cat dads crying every night. I'm going to say this probably is quite interesting. I'm going to give it 3.5. What do you say, Tony?
I'm going to give this movie 4.5. I know that Richard doesn't give 5 to anything.
4.5, wow.
4.5, Cat Dads. I think I might watch this movie next week with the cat.
Probably every single night with box of tissues, which hopefully, never mind. Here is, and also Anthony. Anthony, what do you think this movie is going to get?
I'm going to say 4. I'm a cat daddy, so.
No, are you?
Yeah.
2 cat dads in there. All right. Let's see what Richard gives this movie documentary.
Cat Daddies is a beautiful looking film. It's a cutter 3 above the usual YouTube cat videos, but for all the amiability and empathy, it's a slight piece of work. The stories vary in poignancy and aren't all equally captivating. Still, for cat lovers, there is enough heartwarming feline action to earn a recommend, and if you're a dog lover, this just might change your catitude. And that's why I gave Cat Daddies, now on VOD, 3 out of 5 stars.
Oh, well. Catitude.
All right, Richard. Thank you. Do we want, you know what? In Slow News Day, we'll play the response from the cat owner to me making fun of Tony for taking a week.
We're
also
off.
Going to have our stop in with Craig Baird on Canadian history this week, and much. Oh, maybe we'll talk to Tony, who is going to be off next week. He lives in Toronto. He's taking a week off to live in somebody else's house in Toronto and take care of a cat. And not come to work. Taking the week off to take care of a cat in another house. I don't want to hear from you, Tony. Did you want to say something? I want to talk to Nathan Radke. That's all I want to do.
There you go.
What do you want to say? The rundown what are we doing here? We're running late. The rundown is next here on News Talk Tonight.